This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. It was from the burning bush that God told Moses he'd lead his people out of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. Fellowship President Yael Eckstein is a resident of Israel, and she shares her modern-day experience of that same promised land.
Israel is tiny, but we grow every single kind of fruit and vegetable you could possibly imagine because we have different kind of soil and different weather in every part of the country. So just an hour drive from me is a Hermon, where there's snow. And 2 hours down south, it's the desert where it's very, very hot. Where I am in central Israel is a place where we grow a lot of our food in Israel because in the winter there's a lot of rain, which is very, very good for the plants and the agriculture. And in the summer it's very dry, so we could grow the citrus fruit and the mangoes. And so you will literally find every kind of fruit and vegetable you could possibly imagine growing in this tiny country that most places have to import from four different countries, big countries, in order to get the amount of food and the type of fruits and vegetables that Israel grows right here on this tiny piece of land. God has blessed it. We have the most beautiful forests you could imagine and the most beautiful deserts you could imagine, all on this tiny piece of land. So imagine producing every kind of fruit and vegetable you could imagine, having deserts, having hot, having cold, all in the same place. It doesn't happen outside of Israel.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel, at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.